cartoon extraordinaire. Freakazoid, Freakazoid, runs around in underwear. Freakazoid, Freakazoid, rescues Washington, D.C. Freakazoid, Freakazoid, gonna have something better on TV. Freakazoid, Freakazoid, his brain's overloading. It has a chocolate coating. Textbook case for Sigmund Freud. Freakazoid, Freakazoid.
Check out Dexter Douglas, nerd computer ace. When surfing on the internet, he was back to cyberspace. He turned into a Freakazoid, who's from a different place. He drives the village crazy, cause he's a lunatic.
It's home base into Freakazoid. Freakazoid.
Hey, welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe show.
We're back.
Hey, I actually had no idea when to come in during that song, but I did anyway. Freakazoid. I love that show. Hey, and guess what? Today on the Carolyn and Joe show, we have a special guest. His name
is Brian Sarvis.
It's Brian Sarvis.
He doesn't need any introduction. He can introduce himself. That's just it. Like Mr. Kennedy.
Exactly. I had a flashback when we were at Buzz and Ned's the other day, and then you know how you leave your name when you get your order, and you come up and pick it up later on when they call your name, and you're right after me, and they said Brian S. I was like, "Is Brian S, dude?" I was like, I was thinking about that right before I called your name. I was like, maybe I should call him Brian S.
Well, apparently there was way too many Brians in the restaurant, so they had to get my last initial.
I mean, do you know a lot of Brians? Do you know because our names are pretty popular, I'm assuming. Joe and Brian.
Mm, yeah, pretty common.
Do you know a lot of Brians?
My stepbrother, his name is Brian, so yeah.
Difficult.
In the family.
Pretty much in the family.
That's right.
My brother's name is Brian. With an I, too.
Nice.
See, that's with that. I don't know. I was always freaked out about people having the same name as me because I want to have my own name. But with Joe, it doesn't really happen as
You're
well.
You're like the example of people say, like, or there's also John Doe, though.
You know what was really annoying when I was doing...
The average Joe.
Yeah, but what's her name? Sarah Palin? And she's like, oh, Joe the Plumber and shit like that. Was that what she started with?
No, there really is a guy that is Joe the Plumber.
Who the fuck is Joe the Plumber?
He was like a guy that, like, when they were on the campaign trail with Obama and John McCain and all that, I guess last fall... there's this guy that just like asked them questions about what they would do if they were president, and he asked Obama and John McCain like the same type of questions. He's just like the everyday American guy, and he said he was a plumber, and then they just started calling him Joe the Plumber.
So you're telling me that the average American is named Joe and that he's a plumber? Do I look like an American to you?
You are American.
Yeah, that's true. I am American.
You're born here.
But that was sort of like, because I was a event photographer for an event like a couple weeks ago, and I think they made like a joke or something that was sort of gonna be in the same range as Joe the Plumber, but they named me like on my name tag Joe the Photographer, but they, you know, they said it as in like when they announced it, it's like Joe the Photographer, you know, like the plumber. I was like, what the fuck?
But also that joke is kind of old. I mean, it is kind of,
it's
like,
old as shit.
It's like 6 months ago. Like, that would be more relevant if it was like near the end of the election. But really, Joe the Plumber, he's not really relevant, like, at all.
Who the fuck is... How come there's nothing like Brian the Bowler or something like that?
Brian the Bowler. Well, think about it. Even in, Dodgeball, even the place that guy's place is named Average Joe's.
Yeah. I don't like this, man. I didn't have a choice over my name, even though it's fine.
Have you ever heard about, like, politics? They always say, like, people usually vote for the...
Average Joe?
No, for the man that they... Or man, or I guess nowadays, or woman, that you'd like to have a beer with. Like, that's how people, like, rank.
Is that how you...
Who they want to vote for.
Is that how you voted, Brian?
Like, somebody I'd like to have a beer with.
You're like, I'd like a good... We were just watching W, and that's how people describe it, right?
It's like a relatability thing. It's like, I can relate to that Average Joe.
I can drink a beer with him. Is that how you look at politicians, Brian?
No, not at all. I don't think I could drink a beer with any of those guys.
That was a...
But do you remember Hillary? There was like a moment in the
campaign
where
people wanted to drink a beer with Hillary Clinton?
Hillary was like... I believe she was in like Pennsylvania. And then she asked for like... She's trying to relate to the people in Pennsylvania, and they asked her what she wanted to drink, and she said, like, Crown Royal. And then everyone was laughing, because that's, like, apparently, I don't know much about drinking, but apparently that's, like, something that, like, not many people order.
All right, you tell me, Brian.
I don't know. Brian might know
Crown Royal.
You drink a lot more than I do, or you drink probably 100% more than I do.
No, wait. Where was this at?
Bring the breakdown.
It was in Pennsylvania, like, kind of, like... I don't know for sure if it was like a coal mining town, but it was like one of those like hardworking. No, but you know, like those hardworking towns where everyone's just like, you know, they put in their full effort every day, and like then they hang out at the bar like at
the
night.
Local watering.
Yeah, that's where she was trying to get votes, and like people were making fun of her order.
Well, I mean, Crown Royal is just it's a higher end whiskey. It's not the highest end, but it's a higher end whiskey. I can't remember exactly.
You're looking at me like I know,
like, I want to say it's like a French Canadian whiskey.
What is the best whiskey?
People were
laughing at
her because they were like, she tried to relate, but then it was weird because there's pictures of her like taking shots with people and stuff, and it was like Hillary Clinton all stiff and like with like these.
Oh, did you say all stiff?
Yeah, like with like these blue collar workers, you know, like hanging out. She's trying to get votes.
So if you saw that image, Brian, would that actually if you saw that on TV? Would you in your mind basically go like, you know what? If I voted, I think I would vote for that person.
Why? Because Hillary Clinton's drinking Crown Royal at the local watering hole?
Yeah,
would you say like, oh man, I can relate to that. I'm going to vote for that person.
No, not at all.
Now, this is a good question. What would a person or any candidate have to do to get you to vote for them? Like, in your opinion, not even doesn't have you politics, I know for a fact that, you know, you probably didn't vote last time. I didn't check. I remember sitting, I think everyone's a little bit drunk at that time, but I remember you sitting with your former roommate, Danny, and you're sort of like, I guess one side was for voting, one side was against. So I want to bring up, what would it actually take for someone to get you to vote? You know what I mean?
It always comes down to politics.
Well, it's not politics. Who says voting has to do with politics? It's almost like bullshit. It's really bullshit.
No, our whole argument was that I was saying that my vote isn't going to count necessarily, and not enough, because my whole point is that, yeah, we have this illusion that we have the power to elect and to vote these people, but... Really, it's all up to the Senate and the House and everybody else whether or not who gets voted. It's not really up to us. We can put our opinion out there and we can vote all we want, but in the bottom line is they're going to get who they want to get in office.
Now beyond that...
It's like the Skulls, dude.
It's also really about fundraising, too, because I just heard a news story this morning. They were saying that the amount of money for like the upcoming... I guess there's like some Virginia governor's race or something going on, and the amount of money that's coming into the state for that is like almost all like out of state funds.
Now, I don't
people
wanna,
in Virginia aren't even
like
involved
wanna,
in the process.
I don't want to get into politics. I want to put this like I don't want to make Carolyn Joe's show into the Carolyn Political Advisory Board, some shit like that. I just want to get down to like the nitty gritty, like you know how like Obama, so many people who didn't vote were like. So many black people who didn't vote before were voting because, oh, he's black. You know, like something like that. They're like, oh, he's black. Whatever. He doesn't. He plays golf. I don't give a fuck. He's black. He plays black.
Tiger Woods plays golf.
He's blacking it up.
Yeah, he's blacking it up, man. But is there one thing that a person, a candidate, would have to do to get Brian Sarvis to vote? Like, it's like, if would they be like, oh, I'm all for this? And then Brian, you're like, oh, shit.
Filmmaking incentives.
Maybe I should.
That's right.
I'm not even sure about if that would cause me to vote, filmmaking incentives. But is there one thing, like, it could be a weird-ass shit, like, oh, look, they are, prostitution's free, or something like that, or something like that. And, like, free prostitution, you're like, oh, shit, I'm dialed. It's almost like when you're, like, in the elementary school politics, or, in, like, free sodas in the soda machine, you're like, I'm voting for that motherfucker.
Legalized marijuana, no, just playing around that, but, no, I don't know.
Would that be a factor?
No, not really, not for me. I don't smoke anymore, so it's okay. But... No, I really don't know, man. There's too many variables to just pick one thing that I could say would cause me to want to vote for a president.
I mean, there's too many reasons not to vote in general, anyway.
Well, what are the reasons not to vote?
Imagine if they started charging for you to vote. Do you think more people would vote then?
No.
They'd be like the lowest, but then that would bring up like a certain portion of people. Like, okay, only the rich or the easy money people would vote for that. All right, fuck politics. Fuck politics.
Can we talk about
something? No, let's go from politics to a subject I really want to talk about.
Not religion.
Why the fuck did they take out Sunkist Slurpee over at 7-Eleven? That thing was there for a week, man. Orange Sunkist Slurpee. I love that shit. I had
so
it once,
how
now
often
it's gone.
Do you think they like rotate the flavors at 7-Eleven?
Of 7-Eleven?
Never.
They have some gay shit up there. It's always like Solar Blast or
no, they have Apocalypse Orange or something.
Apocalypse Orange.
They have four ingredients in it. They have four Slurpees at every 7-Eleven.
No, but Coke. They added those two extra.
They always have the Coke.
They always have the Coke.
Yeah.
They always have the cherry, the wild cherry.
They always
Fanta.
Have the Fanta. Yeah, Lana Fanta. Fanta. Lana Fanta.
The Pina Colada. And like the banana or something like
actually,
that.
Actually, the banana has been rare recently, but really? It's there
I don't
right
know.
Now.
I've seen the banana at like pretty much 90% of all.
Really?
Yeah.
I was amazed to see the banana yesterday.
I love the just like the image of the banana. Isn't it like a sun, like a dawn or whatever, a sun set in the background? No, that's pina colada. They always have pina colada wherever I go to.
Yeah.
That made me mad that they took out Sunkist because that was such a rarity.
Have they ever had a grape?
Yeah, they've had to add a grape. They just kind of have a grape, right? The purple color. Why do they have that?
I hate when they have that Crystal Light shit.
Yeah.
What exactly is the Crystal Light
I
flavor
hate
taste
that.
Like?
It's like it's tastes like Crystal in my, Light. No, in my stomach, okay, you know, like my stomach cannot take light stuff and diet stuff. Whatever is that ingredient that's in it, like I can taste it immediately and my stomach doesn't like it. It feels like something is unsatisfied. Like it's like not real sugar. Like I can't take like the diet and not real sugar stuff.
Yeah, it's like not, Splenda or something.
Yeah, Splenda. It doesn't work for me. It like my stomach like cramps up. It feels like there's a knot in my stomach when I can instantly taste it. So
yeah,
whatever that ingredient.
I'm not really
is,
big on any
not good.
Any big on any diet drinks, but like they always have these weird names that they try to coincide with like a new movie or like Wolverine Grape. Or,
wait, do they have
or
Wolverine Grape?
Terminator Salvation Orange. Or some shit like that.
They always have the movie tie-ins.
Star Trek Blue. Or whatever. Blueberry or something like that. But Coke is always there. And always, Carol and I were talking about this before, but we're thinking that like Coke is like trying to, you know, they're doing something. Like, you know, they're you know, they're buying airtime on the Slurpees. You know what I mean? Because it's always there. And it's a
but
pretty
maybe
solid
it's just
flavor.
Common, you know, like people are just familiar with Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it's a staple. Coca-Cola is a staple. Think about it. Even if you go to get the like the ices, yeah. It's always Coke and cherry. Always. You got to mix them, make cherry Coke.
Well, what? Wait, ices? You're talking about like ices that you can get like at like Target and stuff like that.
They got blueberry too there.
I usually see the blueberry
the
and cherry.
Do they still have a Kmart restaurant?
There's a Kmart restaurant? What the hell is that?
I haven't been to Kmart in years. But like,
describe this Kmart restaurant. I've never been to
it. But isn't
it
like they have the
imagine, I can,
same right. thing at Walmart, the one with the Frosty and then there's like a polar bear or something? Like graphics?
It's a polar bear?
Yeah, that's the icy one.
Yeah,
that's
icy.
And so it's like turning, like in that big thing.
But is that at Kmart? I haven't been to Kmart in years.
I went last year.
No, we went, the last time I remember going to Kmart, it was we got the toaster that's on our table for when we do our Curl Studio appearances.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that is the only time I remember going into Kmart in a long time, like probably maybe 8 years.
I have a, like, I used to, when Cooney was here in America, we used to have like weekly meetings.
Okay.
Because he's not here.
Where'd he go?
He's in Canada.
Huh. Oh, he already left?
Yeah.
For what?
Okay.
He's shooting another film in Canada.
Okay.
Yes, we are filmmakers, America.
<That's right.
laughs> We are.
I liked when that kid asked you yesterday. He was like, "Is this a amateur film
at the Handmade Mart?"
Yeah. Yesterday we had Handmade Mart in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland, and this little kid saw Joe's movie, The Madcap 3, on DVD, and he was like innocently asking. He was just.
It was
like,
some skater kid too, right?
Yeah, he was like, but he was young. He was like middle school. He wasn't even high school yet.
Yeah,
he might have been even sixth grade. We don't know. Let's just put sixth anywhere from sixth to eighth grade. It's hard to tell kids' ages these days. Anyway, so he was like, "Wow, movie." He's like, "Is this an amateur movie or is this a real movie made by a real company?" And he was like this total
fuck,
innocent
dude?
Question though. It wasn't like.
And I was like, "It's made by a real company, man." That's all I can say. What am I supposed to say?
And then he was just like, "Cool."
That's awesome. You never see that anywhere. Well, basically, so Cooney and I used to go eat Popeyes and sort of have like some sort of meeting, a reason to write off Popeyes. But afterwards, we'd have like our trademark like walk to walk off our food because I'd get like the $5 like whatever, like, five-piece, and he'd get whatever, like, wussy piece that he usually gets. And now he gets, like, the... On Wednesdays, there's usually, like, a...
He gets the kids' menu.
But we used to walk each time, like, you know, around the area to see what's there. And I used to always take him to some, like, bum-ass store. And we end up going, like, to Kmart. And he's like, Joe, I've never been to Kmart, dude. And I'm like, let's fucking go then, dude. What are you going to do? Let's go walk around CVS. You do these weird things when you're trying to, like, walk off food, you know? That was the last time I was in Kmart. The place sort of sucked.
Yeah, Kmart really does blow. I mean, like, I don't know what type of people really have to shop there.
It returned, though. It disappeared for a certain amount of time and came back.
It did? I thought there's only one Kmart that I know of near Springfield Mall. I mean, I guess they have, like, cheap stuff, but at the same time, it's like really not that much cheaper than anything else.
You got Walmart now taking it all over.
That's true.
Monopolizing,
I know,
on
right?
Everything.
Wait, have you seen a Kmart in Richmond?
Like, they got one next to Glenside. They have that Special K. Super K.
Okay, see, because I
is the
I don't
cereal.
Know. Maybe it was just me when I was younger, but I remember there being Kmarts like everywhere, like a Starbucks on every corner. But now there's only one Kmart. But like you said, Walmart took
over. Yeah, Walmart took it over, man.
We don't like Walmart at the Carolyn and Joe show. We've already had an episode about that.
And yet we shop there like all the time. Consistently, I'd say we consistently shop at Walmart.
But I don't like going there.
I technically just shopped there yesterday. I might even go there after the show. I just don't like them.
See, I think that...
Oh, man. Brian and I go to Walmart all the time, too.
I would just say that Target is, like, a much more enjoyable experience.
Dude, wait. I remember a specific time where Brian and I were driving back from construction on our newest film in Petersburg. And I was like, where do you want to go now, man? And he's like, fuck, I don't want to go to Walmart, dude. Let's not go to Walmart. And what did we do, Brian? Like, 2 hours later, after we ate food.
We went to Walmart.
Went to two Walmarts.
That's the worst if you go to two Walmarts in one day. Right, that's really bad.
I have to say, though, the reason why we went is because Walmart never sleeps. It's 24 hours and everywhere else was closed. So it was kind of either that or...
Only in Richmond because ours closes up here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that was such an awesome...
Ours closes at midnight. The one that's closest.
That was such like a great like moment in history. I'm just saying, like, fuck Walmart. What do you want to do? We can go to Walmart.
Oh, gosh.
We were looking for something. We weren't really even looking for something. We were like, we were looking for one thing. Wait. This is that time, Brian, where you're like, no, I can't buy anything, right? Yeah. And then, like, I turn around, you have, like, three DVDs in your hand. I'm like, you're like, I gotta buy something.
So what were the DVDs you bought? Do you remember?
There's some random shit.
From the, like, $2 bin, $5 bin?
No, there's substantial things. Like, it's a Terry Gilliam film. You're like, I gotta get Rambo 2, dude.
It was Time Bandits, the new Die Hard. And I don't remember what the third one was.
It wasn't Rambo.
No. The new Rambo? Maybe.
There was like a time about a year ago at Walmart that they had all these classic cartoons, like real old stuff like Betty Boop, which I actually like, but then they had like old Casper the Ghost and like all these cartoons that kids probably aren't interested in watching these days, and they're all for like a buck. And I remember I bought like 10 of them.
I gotta get them all.
I'm like, I need them all.
I mean, they have
pretty good
prices.
The Fletcher Superman, like they had a lot of good stuff, like, but it was from animation that was like in its prime like almost 100 years ago now. Or maybe not less than 100.
This happened with Jake as well, or
close
beforehand. I you know, when sometimes when I go to Richmond, I'm like, we're trying to waste some time, like back like 2 years ago, I call up Jake and be like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. What are you doing? Nothing. I was like, you want to go out somewhere? I'm like, cool. And I'm like, hey, I gotta get some clothes at Old Navy. Wanna go with me to Old Navy? He's like, fuck no, man. I'll just go wait outside. And then when we go to Old Navy, I'm there looking for stuff, and I can't find anything. And Jake, I turn around and see Jake has, like swimming trunks and, like, new shirts and, like, boxers and shit. I'm like, what the hell? I thought you hated Old Navy. He's like, well, you know, I can't, you know, because the deals are so good, man.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Or at least when they were good, the deals were good.
Old Navy is hit or miss now.
But I don't want to spend over, like on a single piece, I don't want to spend over, like, $10. Like, on a piece. A single piece. But now Old Navy's down the hill.
I think that your price range right now doesn't make sense. Because, like, I see it really going up to, like, 20, 25. Because really, like, what can you get Very rarely.
I can buy my shoes. Good. I got shoes for that price.
For $10?
Not for $10. I'm talking about
if
like
you're
a shirt.
Gonna get like shoes for $10, it's like you might as well be barefoot because they're gonna break in a week. Like, it's just a matter of fact that like cheap shoes don't last.
And that those if you buy it on Walmart. I used to shop in Marshalls a whole lot. Did you ever shop in Marshalls? Or is there another place in Marshalls other than Marshalls, like Ross? To shop at Ross.
Is that like the equivalent of Marshall's,
like,
but different
the same,
name?
The same exact yeah, thing. Much. It might as well be this Ross Marshall, like, slash yes. In between. That's just what...
Like FedEx King.
Like, but the thing is, though, before I shopped there, I used to be, like, the kid with the black shirt and jeans. And then, like, after 2001, like, I found all these clothes there. You can buy it, like, Marshall and Ross. I was like, wow, this is some cool shit. And it's all, like, $7.99.
You're like, wow,
it's like the orange
tag. There's
other
colors other than black.
Yeah, with the drawing.
And you discovered, like, certain palette.
Yeah, then, like, then just sort of faded away. I'm like, well, I can't really, because the sizes are sort of hard to find at Ross and Marshall. So I just started shopping it. After that, it was Old Navy. Well, I first started shopping in Old Navy because... It was like made in the Philippines. I was like, oh, I gotta
that's
get it
the
now.
Reason. That's not the main reason.
Well, that was one of those things where it made me feel good to buy at Old Navy.
You're like, yes, I'm gonna get these Old Navy sweatshop clothes from my people.
But then, like, I started looking at the tag, and now it's like Istanbul or some shit that. I've
no, heard. Actually, like, from what I up. Noticed, that Philippines Istanbul. Was only on a couple items.
That's true.
Because now, it's everywhere. It's like. All these countries I never heard of, but it's like all these Honduras, Istanbul.
Apparently, you've heard of those countries.
No, I mean no, but like then there's some that I really have never heard of. Like, but it's like and even on the same shirts too. If you notice, like you can look at the same exact shirt, and they'll have different like one's made in Honduras and one's made in Ecuador or something like
what?
That.
What? So like I'm buying a blue shirt. And one is made in Mother Russia, and one is made in like Africa and something like that.
No, I've seen that before at Old Navy. Actually, I think that I'm going to go out on a limb, and I really think that Old Navy stuff is like semi sweatshops. It has to be.
That's fine.
You support sweatshops?
Is it fine? What's
no, okay,
so,
but here's
me, what
the
is
deal.
So, tell
here's
me what's so bad about sweatshops, just so
because
we can put it over.
Because those people are getting paid like 5 cents a week, like basically a cent a day. Because
they don't have a union.
But it's ridiculous though, because it's like. I don't know. I guess like any little bit helps for them, but like, do you think they
yeah,
can
like,
really
this is that
afford?
Five...
They get like one grain of rice.
Are these those 5 cent a day kids?
I don't know if they're those
what,
kids.
With the flies on their face.
But then, oh man. No, but like,
I love how they have that.
But you know what? Also, like a lot of these kids are like young. It's not just like a 30-year-old person working in a sweatshop. They're like. They'll start these kids off real young. They don't even go to school. It's just like they're just sewing buttons on things and.
Gotta
whatever.
Start them young, train them right.
You gotta, you know.
But it, they don't. Make sure they, but then the company's profit, like they'll mark up the price like a zillion times more, like an unbelievable amount more.
So you're saying that there's little kids in other countries who have jobs. Constant jobs.
But
jobs
kids,
that they
but whoa, kids whoa, whoa. In America.
Jobs that they have for probably their whole entire life. But then you go to America and guys who have college degrees from Harvard can't even get a job like,
yeah.
You know, in Harvard.
Or even worse, you have kids that are like high school age or like in college age.
So we should have sweatshops.
And they don't want to work and they want to be lazy.
So we should have sweatshops in America at this point, is what you're saying.
Well...
Bring the work back home.
Bring the work back home. American
actually,
made.
If you know what? If people, if they did bring, I wouldn't say like, I wouldn't call it straight up sweatshops, but if you could do like $10, $12 an hour, you know, doing the same thing, you could bring jobs back into America. But the problem is that the companies will be losing money from that.
No, the t-shirts would cost $50 a
yeah,
piece.
$50
yeah.
t-shirts?
Yeah.
They say so, guests on it?
Yeah.
True.
No, they'd say Walmart.
Has that ever persuaded you, Brian? If it's
I would never, ever wear a Walmart t-shirt.
Like
oh my God,
Walmart brand.
So bad.
I don't think there actually is like a
Walmart
brand
I hate how Old
shirt.
Navy says Old Navy on it. It's just like free promotion for them.
That's genius, though.
Oh, well, and then Brian has a Billabong.
That's right.
Brian is the best sponsor ever, man. He's been sporting Vans for like the past 10,
Joe,
20 years. It's awesome.
Joe, you have an Old Navy shirt.
I do have an I'm wearing Old Navy right now.
Joe, you always wear Old Navy.
Not recently. I do have a mix.
What brand am I?
What brand are you?
I don't know. I'm not any brand.
There has to be some brand that you're wearing at this point.
Guess. Not guess.
Louis,
brand.
Louis Vuitton.
No. Oh, look, I do have a logo on this.
What is it? Champion. Because you got that because it had the C on it.
Yeah, Champion Shoes with has a C on it. That's right. But it's in the same color sewing as the actual shoe, so it's not very obvious unless you really look for it.
So let me ask you this, Brian. When you were younger, back in high school or elementary school or sometime back in the day, mm-hmm. did you ever buy like clothing because you're like, oh shit, this is Janko jeans or something like that?
Yes, actually. Did you? And they were Janko jeans, son.
Well, tell me what was there a reason?
The main reason I think is
describe these jeans first. Describe the jeans. I want to know why they were so awesome.
They were those really horrible, huge jeans that all the breakdancers wore because I used to breakdance in high school.
I can't picture you wearing Janko jeans at this point.
Do you still have your horrible moves?
The moves are kind of lost.
I used to do backflips all the time. I sort of lost it over.
Yeah, I know.
No, but so there was a time. When was this? Like 8th grade or 10th grade or like first year of college?
No, not first year of college. Hell no. This was probably like, I'd say, sophomore-ish year of high school.
And you were like, I have to get these specific jeans or something like that.
Well, that's all I had really was Janko jeans. I even had Janko like, because I went to a Catholic school, so I had to dress somewhat nice during school, so I even had the Janko khakis.
Wait, so it wasn't like a uniform that you wore?
No, you had to wear khakis with no patch pockets. Yeah, real gay.
And, no, but see, those only came like, did that come like later on, like at 2008 and up?
No. They've been around for a long time, dude.
No way, man.
Yes, way, because I graduated in 99.
I remember them being like the first, like, I remember being the first person to wear those jeans in my school.
No way, dude. Trust me.
Joe, the trendsetter.
I was like, no way, everyone's ripping off my style, man.
Well, I guess it just came late here or something. I don't know. But no, I had them for a while, and then I had to wear, and I got the khaki ones, and we had to wear khakis, and we had to wear like a button-up shirt. It was like our dress code.
But it wasn't like a specific color?
No,
it wasn't
no
like
uniform.
A uniform.
No,
okay,
no
okay.
Uniform.
I thought it was like going to be hardcore, like uniform.
No. I had to wear that in grade school. Grade school had to have a uniform when I went to Holy Trinity.
Did this help you? Like, you're like, wow, we're all in uniform now.
No, it's just like militant, you know. Make everybody the same.
Wait, so did you? Was that like the rebellion part where you're like, I need to wear these huge Janko jeans to like school and people will, me and my gang. Did you have like people that all wore the same
Catholic school?
Oddly enough, I hung out with a bunch of people during high school, but a big group of people that I hung out with, all the breakdancers, are all Filipino.
That makes sense then, man. Oh, yeah. Because like, you know, in my school, like a whole bunch of we used to sort of hang out with breakdancers like in our hallway. And then like, you know, like during lunchtime, they would all breakdance in our hallway with Carlo. Carlo is Filipino and his friends, all the other Asians.
Break out the cardboard box.
Yeah, and they would like bust a move. But they're like a mix. They're like, you know, like combo number 5 or something like that.
I wonder what Carlo's up to.
He's in the... I don't know what he's doing. He's probably not in the...
I still remember. I don't know. I've already said this before, I think. But his handwriting. It's like super small, but it's like all perfect and like really tiny.
I always felt like... Yeah, like my friend Carlo like was like really, really tiny. Like it almost looks like a bird. Typed it in.
Like a bird was to write
like,
perfectly.
It with his nose. I always joked with them saying that's why he got good grades because people can't tell what the fuck he's writing, but it looks right because the handwriting's proper.
Right.
So it's Janko jeans.
I was like,
jeans,
how do you
man.
Write that small, dude?
I have one pair of Janko jeans. They're
still?
Like, really? I don't wear them.
Are they like in your
anymore.
Treasure trove? You're like, I must never throw these away. Right.
I don't wear jeans anymore, but like I do have them. They're like in that room over there. But they're like these huge, like silver and neon, like striped.
I think you should bring them out one day.
I don't even know how I brought that into my like my clothing line.
So are they like some expensive jeans?
No, I bought them at Marshalls. Okay. That's how I got all like.
But
exposed
you
to
said that.
That
you were the first one in to have them.
No, those are Jankos.
Oh, okay.
Not Jankos. I'm talking about like the pockets and shit.
All right.
I never saw anyone wear those jeans before me, and all of a sudden, people were wearing that, and I was like, fuck you, man.
Man, you know what grade, like, I have to admit, in 6th grade, I was still trying to, like, find myself, but I would say that was my worst year, like, fashionably-wise, because it's like, everyone that went to my school was really big on the Limited. And
what is the Limited?
It's just
about
like
store?
A store.
The store, the Limited?
Yeah, or like, and then there's also Limited 2.
Did you have that in Norfolk, Brian? Limited?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if you...
What kind of clothes did they have?
They just had, like, It wasn't
they're
any.
They're limited clothes.
It wasn't anything like special, to be honest with you. But
so they're
like,
rare. I guess that means they're rare.
Let me just say, like, when I was in sixth grade, like, I would say out of all the years, even more than high school, I think that that was the year I was trying to like fit in, and I still didn't like know myself. So I just tried to wear what everyone else was wearing and like trying to be cool and stuff. But I remember having this.
I love trying to be cool. I still do that today.
I pay attention to like what's going on, but I don't necessarily follow it these days. It's more of like, if I like it, then I like it. But if I don't, I'm not going to try to like fit in. I don't really care about that anymore. But at that time in sixth grade.
Who would you be trying to fit in with today? Who is?
The Judd Apatow circle.
Elizabeth Banks.
Which would mean I'd probably have to smoke pot, but I don't do that. So I don't know if I would fit in. But, you know, do you think they would accept me if I don't smoke pot?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, anyway, so that was that year I was trying to fit in with the limited and stuff, and I remember, like, kind of, like, dragging my mom into those stores. Did you ever have to do that and be like, I want this shirt, everyone at school has it, and, like, I gotta, like, fit in, and, like, all that stuff?
You said, I gotta fit in?
No, I mean, I don't know if I actually said it, but you could tell, like, that was my angle. But I remember getting, like, probably, like, the worst color, like, jiving shirt.
Was this,
and
like,
all it did was say, it says, it was, like, sewn in, and it said, The Limited, like, kind of, like, a half circle above.
So this is how people knew that, like, you were trying to get down with what's, get down with the crowd, basically.
Yeah. And it was stupid, because it was just, like, advertising for them. Like, I hate those shirts now. And then also I got, like, I love the color yellow. I've always liked that color. And I got, like, a bright yellow sweatshirt of that. And I used to wear it all the time in sixth grade. I thought it was so cool. But now that I think about it, there's nothing special about that shirt. And then it had, like, two flags, like, crisscrossing, like an American flag and some other country.
Some random country that you didn't support at all.
Mother Russia.
Mother Russia.
I don't know even what country it was. Maybe it was, like, England or something. I have no idea. And then it was one of those things that had, like, a little seal, and then it said, like, established whatever year.
Yeah.
And I, like, thought that that was so cool. I was, like, in sixth grade, okay? I was, like, trying. I have, you know, everyone goes through that period of time, though. Luckily, I went through it, in my opinion, earlier than everyone else, because I still feel like people are still trying to fit in, which I'm like, dude, if you don't know yourself by now, you need to figure that out. But I'm glad I went through it either way. But that was my period, so, and that was my shirt that, like, I wore all the time.
Brian, explain to me, for people at home who are, I guess, a younger generation who are listening to this, or an older generation, what exactly was the style of the late 90s? If you were to envision, like, these type of people clothing that people were wearing. Like, for me, when I think of when I was in 8th grade, the one fashion I always remember that girls were wearing were, like, plaid skirts and high stockings. And now, later on in the year, I'm trying to fathom what it was. Well, was it still the baggy Jankos? Was it still the...
Well, see, it's different for me. In the plaid skirts and the high stockings, well, when I was in grade school, I never went out because that was the uniform.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. That was yeah. You're like, what the hell? But for me, I'm like, holy
didn't,
crap.
Didn't, like, Britney Spears have that, too?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what was in during
my time.
It must have
been an awesome school then, man.
Yeah, it was. Now, what was in during my time, if you remember, Joe, because you're about my age, yeah. So do you remember the starter jackets and
yes!
the whole starter era?
But the thing is, I got that in elementary school.
Well, see, I got that in, like, sixth grade. Yeah, I got it in, like, grade school is when I did it.
Did you get, like, a team that
yeah,
was
I got
popular?
I got Charlotte Hornets starter jacket. What? Was my thing, dude. That was, like, my jacket. I was like, yeah, baby. Lonzo Mourning, I had the starter. Yeah, whatever.
I had like his shoes, man.
Yeah.
I remember.
Do you remember the pumps, dude?
Yeah,
pump it up.
I had
the
pumps.
Reeboks.
I actually was crazy enough to have two pairs of pumps because nice. One was already going out, and like I was trying to like this was during elementary school, and like me and my friend Robert like had, well actually I had like two pairs of pumps because you know one again was like breaking. I was like, hey, you can wear
so
mine.
So that cool.
I was like, you can have mine. And then later on, he was wearing my pumps. Now he's wearing my new pumps, and we're like, let's switch it. And then we would have.
Different feet?
Yeah, we'd have different pumps oh, on each. Man. I was like, oh shit, dude.
Oh shit, you're cool.
This is like the team right here. And now I'm not friends with them anymore.
Joe, so I want to know, like, Joe and Brian, how did you get your parents to buy you cool stuff? Like, did you have any plea?
I don't think that
plea?
Ever has changed at all.
Did you have any plea to them, though? Were you like, I need this?
Yeah, I had to nag and beg and whine and kick and scream, and then my dad would be like, go cut some lawn, so if I paid half, then he would pay the other half.
I guess for me, like in high school, since my fashion was mainly a comic book shirt and jeans, It wasn't really that hard to like.
Right.
That's not like, oh my god, I need these pair of jeans.
Yeah, those graffiti. Brand.
Yeah, but there's like $15 a shirt. You know what I mean? And it's not like I'm wearing like silver tap jeans or whatever it was called, or you know what I mean? Like, because I remember I have my brother, who's 3 years older than me. He would always go to my parents and be like, I need these jeans, mom, blah, 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 blah. These are some great jeans, dude. What the fuck? I can't get them. And they're like fucking $75 jeans, man.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Who needs $75 jeans unless you're like Beyonce?
I mean, but Beyonce wasn't even around back then.
But I know, but I can see her wanting, like, I can see her, like, deserving that much expensive jeans. But, you know what I mean? Like, she would be, like, the type of person that needs to have that.
I never understood what the fuck designer jeans are really supposed to be, man.
They're horrible.
You know what
they are.
I did notice, I don't have, like, I would never buy jeans anything over, let's say, 25. That's the most I would go. And that would be, like, a damn good pair for 25. Like, usually I'll go around 18, 20. That's a good price for me. All right,
describe
to me jeans.
What good jeans are,
but
though.
The fancy ones that you're talking about, like they are soft. They're soft.
Levi's and stuff like that?
It's like some other jeans are, like, hard. You notice that?
Isn't that the fun? You got to wear them out?
Yeah, but then, like, once you wash them, they get hard again.
And then what?
Then like it's just like this constant cycle of like being hard. Whereas like if you have
that's horrible.
If you have like the $100 jeans or whatever that like everyone's all big on.
Yeah.
Then those are always very soft and they're always more comfortable. You never really have to wear them in that aspect.
So, I guess
actually we should ask Sally this question because
Sally
she used to
work
for like the expensive jeans place.
Yes. Yeah.
Was it Lucky or somewhere else?
Lucky. What do you mean, Lucky?
There's this brand of jeans called Lucky.
Yeah,
brand
I got some
jeans.
On right now, dude.
Yeah, those are the
no,
expensive
I'm
types.
No, you know what? Because when I was in California, I got them, and I went to like one of those outlets, and I got them for $25.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah.
But I heard that they're like $100, and then they say stuff like underneath your zipper, it says like
it says
you're getting lucky
it
or
says
something.
Says lucky you.
Yeah.
Does it really say that?
Yeah, it does, dude. It really does.
What is Tell me why these jeans are so great.
Because it says lucky you.
They're not.
You
I was
them.
The reason why I got the jeans is because I was trying to find jeans without all the crap faded in the front. Like they all have. I can't stand that now. That's why I hate styles. Because it comes in and overtakes everything. Like the new style with the jeans where they're all tight now. All the skater kids like wear the super tight jeans.
I always thought that was like a punk thing.
No, it was all in the skater shops. And I hate that because I buy most of my clothes from skate and surf shops. And then I go in
really?
There and I can't find any jeans because they're all like super tight, and I ain't wearing no super tight jeans.
So you just like the
man.
Standard regular cut jeans.
I like my jeans not too tight. I like them a little baggy. It's pretty much not super baggy. No janka.
What's a loose cut?
Like a loose fit.
Okay,
I guess.
There's so many different types of jeans these days. It's like
boot cut, the
skinny jeans, and the skinny
hugging.
Jeans. Do you know what the skinny jeans?
It's all the girls really have the crazy
actually,
ones.
But you know what the skinny jeans does
and
not
the ass
work.
Jeans.
They do not work on me. The skinny. Jeans.
How come?
Because if you have like a little bit of curve or even like a little bit of hip, my hips aren't even like that big, but I have curve, and so like the skinny jeans makes if you're not like a stick thin, it makes you look like a pear, and I hate those pear bodies.
I remember later
like it just doesn't look good.
There was one thing that always drove me insane. I thought that was like really awesome, is once these girls start wearing these jeans that don't have like the butt pocket. You just see that and you're like, what? Yeah. It's just smooth.
And they're all low butt. Cut and you can see their crack.
Yeah, and they're all like Latinas. They're all Spanish.
You can see their thong.
Yeah.
They're all like Eva Mendez is just walking around.
Oh, I wish.
Without the pockets. That was a new thing that I always noticed. Yeah, and then they have the low cut thing came in, right?
Are those the butt ones that you're talking about? Ones without a pocket?
What are
the butt jeans?
They just have no back pocket.
And then there's also those, like, Apple ones. Apple bottoms.
This thing called Apple bottoms?
Yeah, they're, like, black jeans, I guess. I've seen them, like, in the urban
like
stores.
Like people? Oh, like...
No, it's
like,
the name like of a brand, and it's called Apple bottoms, and there's a picture of an apple on your butt.
Oh, you know, I thought it was always, like, the most hilarious thing that I see whenever I walk, whenever I go through a mall or any type of store that's, like, sort of, like, urban or, you know, run by black people or whatever. That they just have, like, the mannequins that are, like, the lower half. and they have like the jeans and the ass is like facing towards like the people. Like,
and the butt is like specifically a lot bigger.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, man.
Butt. It's like a big butt mannequin.
It's like, it's almost like when you go on a roller coaster ride and you have to be this high. It's like your butt has to be this big to come into the store.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, it's, it gotta be like that. But I'm always like, holy crap, like someone had an idea of just having ass mannequin. The ass mannequin, and they just put that on. I always find it hilarious when I walk by a mannequin, and for some reason it's not wearing like its upper body clothes, it's just naked. I was like, someone forgot to put that on, man.
You know what's weird about also jeans? Okay, like, I basically have two pairs of jeans right now, and one of them is like, I guess, a normal cut, semi-boot cut, and it probably is like a size or two bigger than what I should be wearing. And it looks like all relaxed, though. But it's good because when I sit, it's like a lot more relaxed. And then I have this other jeans that I think I got for like $15. It's like Arizona brand at JCPenney. But like, actually, they look so much better. And also, like, they're probably a size that I should be wearing. Do you know the jeans that I'm talking about?
So these are proper jeans. These jeans actually like work. Do they cost more?
No, they're like $15.
That's a good price, man.
But you know what? They are rough when you wash them.
Yeah, you gotta wear them in.
You gotta wear them in. It takes like half a day to like really wear it in.
I remember watching an episode of Clarissa Explains It All, where no, it wasn't Clarissa Explains. It wasn't Clarissa Explains It All. It was Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I hate that one too. When,
do you just hate Melissa Joan Hart? Yeah, I did. She sort of sucks anyway, and she had that movie drive you crazy.
I saw her on the tabloids the other day when we were at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, because now she's wearing a bikini. She's like, I'm 45 like, pounds thinner. Like, yeah. I was like, well, if she's you like, stop drinking all day long.
She actually doesn't look super great. Like, but she doesn't look like anything special.
But basically, she is a witch, right? And she's like, oh, I hate stiffy jeans. And so she like did her wand thing, and now she's like, oh, now it's all nice and loose.
Oh, God.
Melissa Joan Hart, I don't think she's going anywhere anymore. That's it. No. Her time's up.
Didn't she have like a wedding?
Did
like...
she have a time?
She did, man. She's a star of two shows.
She came really? Back she like went 5 years ago.
Some shows that suck. Sabrina went to college, man.
Didn't she have like a wedding like that was documented on TV like 5 years ago?
Probably like on that celebrity wedding. I don't know.
Like there was like some big deal about her wedding, but I don't even know the guy that she married. I don't even know like if he's anything great.
Yeah, something about her just bothers me.
What it's exactly? Not
like
what,
I don't know the woman, you? So I can't really have like any personal vendetta against her. From, just something about her.
From what you've seen, what is the one thing that's just like, man, fuck you, Clarissa?
I don't know. Just the way she acts, maybe her acting, or just the way she is. I don't know. It's something how about did, her. I just
how does
don't
she?
Like.
How does she act? Does she?
It's like
she Alana, basically
it's
act
like
the
Alanis
same?
Morissette. I can't stand her either. I don't know why.
you know who I can't stand like that is Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin.
I don't mind Anna Paquin, but there's something about her that's a little off. But yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm like, there's really nothing like that. Like, I'm drawn to for her. I'm like, I'm kind of just like, please get off the screen.
I always thought that Clarissa was always sort of like, I don't know, frumpy, I guess. But no, there's
but
just
now she
like,
lost 37
she's
pounds.
Very, very boyish in a way, too, right? Or
it's like she tries to be bubbly cute, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah, because she almost looks like she's from the trailer park or something, right?
I don't know, something, man.
I just remember from Clarissa. Have you seen Clarissa? But you've seen Clarissa.
She
kind of
has
well.
A snaggle,
I know the show.
Remember there was that kid that comes through the window, and they always play that guitar sound?
Yeah.
God. No, I don't know what that was.
I remember that again.
As soon as you saw that, you were like, fuck this. I'm never watching Nickelodeon again. Snick sucks.
Snick
can kiss my ass, Clarissa.
My favorite is Hey Dude. Oh, I also like hey that dude. Salute Shorts. That was a good one.
I remember this.
It's good stuff, man. I just it's always surprising to see that Vince from Entourage was the star of Drive Me Crazy, her only feature film. You ever seen that?
Mm-mm. Oh, I never saw it.
No.
I just remember the, the Britney Spears.
Remember how Britney Spears had that song, Drive Me Crazy, or something like that?
Nah.
You drive me crazy.
Yeah, it goes like that. Well, that's actually accompanied the movie. It's almost like that song made more money.
No wonder I didn't watch it.
Actually, that's all I remember about. I never saw the movie, but all I remember about it is basically that song.
There was a time when there was a whole bunch of movies that were just like that, and the only one that was ever good was 10 Things I Hate About You. Everything else, or
wasn't there also a couple,
I can't
like,
hardly wait,
couple
solid.
Kirsten Dunst movies that were along those lines with her and like a Hispanic boy? Wasn't there like some love movie?
Hola.
Wasn't
Kirsten
there?
Dunst.
It was like Dazed and Confused, not Dazed not and Dazed Confused, and but it was called like something like Confused and in Love or something like that. It was like
Crazy Beautiful.
Oh yeah, Crazy Beautiful. There you
go. I remember that. This is like trying to be all like independent and stuff.
Some young Hispanic boy.
But that was a crazy slash beautiful.
That's what it was.
Because they're going dangerous when they go to the Hispanic.
I know, that's what, like, I never saw that movie.
Brian's watched the first season of Veronica Mars, so he knows who Weevil is.
Yeah.
When I was gone, Jess and Lee grabbed it and watched the whole thing, and they're already renting the second season for Netflix. Yeah.
Awesome.
I was about to let you borrow that, man, the second season.
They're
hooked.
Because they got caught in the web once they saw the final 2 minutes of the last season of the cliffhanger. Who is it? Who is that guy? Who is that person?
I still like Supernatural's cliffhanger better from season one.
It's too different. They get slammed with the car.
Credence is on, and then it ends. You're like, what? No.
Did she live? Did she think that was like the end of the show? You're like, holy crap.
It could have been the end of the show. Really.
But yeah, we call... Have you ever heard Carol and I reference like sort of like, you know, like shanty towns, and we call them Weevilville?
No, but... Go on.
You get it?
Yeah, I get it. That's now. We're on the show.
But Weevil is an awesome character in that show, man.
What is the actual town that we call Weevilville?
Woodbridge?
Yeah, okay, Woodbridge.
Springfield?
See, sometimes
anything
when
that's crappy?
No, but I always try to, like, okay, I talk to, like, a normal person that's not in on my drive, and, like, I say, like, Weevilville, and then they're like, what? And then, like, I'm like, what's the name of that place? And I can, like, not remember, and then it's Woodbridge.
Like Hoodbridge. They call it Hoodbridge.
But, like, you know, I've used Weevilville so often that I cannot even remember the actual name of the real town.
You know, which is hilarious that, like, you know, like, when you basically passed Woodbridge to get here.
The exit was right before yours.
Yeah, the exit was right before. But last week when Carol, you know, a couple of my cousins live there, but they live in giant houses.
They live in, like, the good area.
So why do you call it Hoodbridge?
Well, that's what I'm surprised. I'm like, why there's these big, giant... crazy.
Well, they were like, no,
they said because it's basically like the hood area, like, but it's being like
there's a hood area around here,
like a but you know, like yeah, I'll take you to it after this.
It's basically like,
driving the hood,
but it's not. But it's not the hood. It's like almost like Robin Hood, like in the forest. That's how you round it up. No, yeah. But they said like the reason why they all live out there is because they can pay the same amount.
But have a giant house.
Yeah, same amount for like a little
small house.
And
a brand new house.
Yeah, so I guess property value and blah, 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 blah.
Actually, it makes sense. That neighborhood's kind of weird, though, because like...
Hoodbridge.
There's like... Their neighborhood...
They have a Checkers there. They don't have a Checkers anywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the Checkers from...
Bullets?
Yeah, it's exactly like Bullets.
Okay.
I think it is.
They have one at the beach, Virginia Beach. They got like chili cheese fries and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Wait, has Brian ever eaten at...
I don't know. Ask him. He's right there. Why don't you just ask him?
I don't know.
Carolyn.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey. Hey, Brian. What's up?
Hey.
Carolyn. Has Brian ever?
Sorry, I was just, you know, whatever, zoning. Have you eaten at
Joe's? No.
Ben's Chili Bowl.
Yes, me and Joe went there when we were scouting the other day for our shoot last week.
See, Joe knows where to take you.
Yeah, we did go.
Did you like it?
It was delicious. Yes,
okay,
it was.
Cool. That's our place.
It was packed,
it
too,
was
man.
It was really packed.
It was, like, it was a long, long line.
Were you the only Asian there,
Joe? No, there were other Asian people. I saw them. We all, you know, because we all, like, migrate together.
Yeah, they, like, talked to me and Joe.
Yeah, because they were like, these are the only guys we can talk to.
Yeah, they knew I was legit because I had an Asian guy with me, so they talked to me.
That's cool.
I love when that happens, man.
They're like, oh, you're legit because you know Filipino people.
That's right.
But you've been.
Oh, I just want to mention that there's been two instances in the past week that like a Filipino guy, like went out of his way to like say hi to Joe.
Yeah, like, and like I don't know who the fuck he is.
The guy yesterday that was driving by in the car. It's like I have no idea who that guy is. And
we were sitting like outside. Because the Handmade Mart, our tents are outside, like, on the street, like, in the nice street. And all the cars are pulling by, like, as they try to pick up, like, other people's stuff. And, so we're sitting there waiting. All of a sudden, like, I guess it was a Filipino guy. In my head, I was like, that guy looks Filipino. You know, we can sense each other. And all of a sudden, my Phyllis sense. Pinoy sense.
Phyllis sense.
Pinoy sense. I looked at the guy, and he waves. And, like, I waved back. And then as soon as the car was gone, I turned to Carol. I was like, do you know who that guy was? And she was like, no. I was like, why the fuck did you wave at me?
And then I was like, because you're Filipino.
I was like, how the fuck do you know I'm Filipino? But that's that Pinoy sense.
Yeah, it is, man.
But then when you actually go there, they think that you're Japanese.
I bet that's a lot easier for white people. They're like, that person's white. You can tell this is a white person.
I don't know. I think that that's kind of lame.
What,
I think that
the white people?
No, that just like people just like
say hi.
No, no, like stick that just to the people race. Just like yeah, they. It works in both ways. Like either if you know white
race,
people
racial magnetism. Is
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, that, yeah, exactly. That
they just
I think
feel more
it
comfortable
is,
around their own race. I guess
it makes sense, but it's still lame.
It's just like in The Office when that new black guy was like doing like the gang signs to the what's the older black guy name?
Stanley.
Yeah, to Stanley, and Stanley doesn't make any like symbol back. Right. He just like just puts his straight face on there.
Stanley's straight face is awesome.
He is good. That's a good guy. Handmade Mart was pretty good. Carolyn, tell Brian about Handmade Mart. Tell the world.
Yeah, how'd that go, by the way, guys?
It went awesome, Brian. It was like, this is the first event that we had a full-on tent and everything. Mm-hmm. Like a 10x10 tent. So I was like a little bit worried beginning with that because we usually sometimes have a half table at events, which can be like 3 feet.
Right.
So you're going from like 3 feet to a 10x10.
Yeah, 3 feet. Three feet
table to like a 10x10. So I think we managed to fill the space pretty well though. But there's some interesting people. Another thing, an obstacle that we had was the wind. And we were, like, trying not to have our comics blow everywhere, so we'd be holding them down.
It really was. It was almost like an earthquake hit each time, like, the wind came.
So, for everybody listening, what exactly is this?
Handmade Mart?
Yeah, what is the
Handmade Mart? It's, I don't know, how many vendors you think were there?
I guess
probably,
we'd call it more of, like, a craft festival.
Craft fair?
Mm-hmm. Held at downtown Bethesda, Maryland.
No, so Silver Spring.
Stuff? Oh, Silver Spring? Yeah, so we had a tent in which we sold all of Curl Studio stuff.
Okay.
And we were the only comic book vendor there. Really? So we were like, I mean, we weren't expecting that, but like, it's pretty cool.
I was expecting to be the only comic book vendor because we're the only ones in DC that do events like that.
That's true. Yeah, we were.
Because we did Rockin' Shop at the Black Cat, and we were like the only comics person there. And then we did Crafts and Kisses for the Valentine show last year.
So we've been basically just like, you know, pimping out our stuff in any venue that we can get our name on, really.
Just to get our name out and like, also gain an audience even if they're not comics people.
Right.
But it's just interesting to see like the different types of people at the booth, and actually like the selling part was pretty smooth, like for the comics. If people were interested in it, they'd be willing to check it out.
Yeah, that was cool. I didn't have to put my pitch at all. I didn't have to say like, this book is about this. They're just like, oh, can I buy it? Yeah.
Right. How much were you selling these comic books for?
I mean, we usually sell our books.
Like
majority of our books are like $2 to $3.
Right.
But usually we have to be like, they're like, oh, so tell me about this, and I'm like, okay, blah 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 blah. You know. Mm-hmm. But this time they just sort of grabbed it. It's a comic book. Cool. Yeah, go buy it. And they bought it. So I was pretty happy about that. So it's like that's pretty fun.
Joe, your cell phone's ringing.
It's my cell phone.
It is.
Yeah, just so you guys know. This is my cell phone ring. If you can pick out where I am, if you hear
like,
this phone,
there you are.
Like, oh, that's the guy from the Carolyn and Joe show. That's his phone. So, well, I guess that symbolizes the end of this show. Brian, thanks for joining us. Carolyn.
Yeah, man, I had a good time.
Brian, your first time on our radio show was not really that rough.
It wasn't. You were like, this is going to be more raw. We're gonna be raw.
Yeah.
Maybe the next time you're
next
on.
Next time I'm gonna get ridiculous.
We didn't talk about porn
or anything.
Boobs,
yeah, we kept it. We talked about opposite
sex.
Genes and all that.
All right, I'm gonna wait for that for the next show.
Next show. Well, thank you guys for tuning in this week. We'll catch you. Subscribe. Blah 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 blah.
See us on iTunes.
My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
That's Brian.
And then Brian.
Oh yes, that's me.
All right. See you guys next week.
Bye.